giant slaying Marcus Baghdatis of Cyprus on Sunday.
This is One National Radio One.
Girls, you know what it's like. You're at a club, you've been dancing all night, and suddenly you catch a glimpse of your hair, and it's not looking as good as it did earlier in the evening. I'm Newsbeat's Nicola Pearson in the loos of the Campus Bar in Glasgow. Here, instead of the usual stuff in the vending machines, they're offering you 3 minutes' use of hair straighteners.
I've just put £2 in now, and it'll take 8 seconds for the irons to heat up.
Richard Starrett's from Beautiful Vending.
It all stemmed from speaking to my wife, you know, how they spent hours and hours getting ready at night, and within 5 minutes of being outside, their hair would be all over the shop.
They've been in Scottish bars for a couple of months, and have proved so popular, they're now moving down south.
When it's been raining and stuff, then you think, thank God they've got them. Yeah, it's good.
You're queuing to use the hair straighteners in the loo.
Yep. It's so good when you come out from this weather and stuff, just quickly come in, straighten your hair.
The cable is a reasonable length and they do get very hot. Would you ever be worried they could be used against you?
Yeah, I suppose if someone really wanted to, but I didn't really want to think about violence with hair straighteners.
Kem, who's a toilet attendant here, says she's not seen anyone get hurt with them yet, but clearly you've got to be careful if you're drunk.
When the girls come in and they see this cream, oh, we love it, and they use it a lot. In fact, they queue up for it sometimes.
But they're just a gimmick, aren't they?
Not at all. 80% of 16 to 25 year old females own a set of straighteners. They're a lifesaver for all the women out there.
It's 6 o'clock on Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And just before Pete Tong, let's go back to the Celebrity Big Brother house and our reporter, Kev Geegan. So, Kev, we know George Galloway's going for Pete, but it sounds like it won't be his night.
Well, George, he may want Pete to win, but looking at the fans in front of me here, there aren't too many people that seem to be